Today we are profiling hidden gems in the community, brought to you by Peterborough and the Kawarthas Tourism. Paul Rellinger of ptbotoday.ca caught up with Kim Reed of the Peterborough Museum and Archives.
Centennial Museum and the Archives has been seemingly with us forever, but yet is it your suspicion that there are a fair number of people who have never really been, and for whatever reason, and should come?
Yes. Of course, Peterborough keeps growing, so there's a large number of people that likely have not ever been here. We always enjoy people coming in and say, "Boy, this is our first time here, and what a gem!" We've known it's been here, but we've just never been in. And they spend like 45 minutes to an hour. We've got a lot of things in the galleries now for families and children to do, so that keeps them around. And in our guest book, we always see. Loved all the things for the kids to play with. Really great storyline and a history of Peterborough. We'll bring the family back again. So that's the kind of thing that we really enjoy. But yes, you're right. Getting the word out to say, we are right here. Come and see us. that's the other thing.
Not every community has a museum that kind of relates local history to the degree that you do. And we're very fortunate, right? I mean, that someone had the foresight all those years ago to say, you know, this is something that we need here and is sustainable.
Well, the thing is, our museum, actually, the collection dates back to the middle 1800s when the Mechanics Institute, which was a group of wealthy people, you might put together, and they started collecting knickknacks and relics and things like that from the pioneer days. And over the time, they amassed this little collection, and they thought, you know, we could really have a museum here. So in 1897, the Victoria Museum opened in Inverleigh Park, and that museum was in that building till about 1911 or thereabouts, when the building became such a disrepair that they couldn't keep it. And timely enough, the Carnegie Library, which is the big brick building on the corner of George and Murray, which is now part of City Hall, the Carnegie Library opened, and they allowed the museum to move in there for a couple of years. And it sustained a spot till about 1950, and the library basically forced it out because they were starting to burst at the seams themselves. And with the Canadian Centennial in 1967 on the horizon, the local citizens said, you know, we need a museum. And there was great debate as to where we were going to be located, but they finally located us on Armour Hill. So in 1967, we opened. And the vision at that point was to tell the history of Peterborough and the Peterborough area. And people are always amazed at the little nicks and knacks that we've got stuck in there.
And you talk about the location, and I think that deserves some comment as well. I mean, you know, not only is it a beautiful spot and it overlooks, you know, just it's the highest point in the city, right? It overlooks everything. Yes, but Armour Hill, correct me if I'm wrong, Armour Hill is actually a war memorial itself.
Yes, it is.
And that has some significance too.
Yes, the Ashburnham's Women's Patriotic League erected a monument at the top of the hill for all the servicemen of World War One that came from the area. And there's a plaque up there. And in years past, we used to have our D-Day celebration up here, but they've moved that down to the cenotaph down opposite City Hall because it's easier access for the older people. So, you know, but people do come up, they look at the memorial, and it's here.
Yeah.
We are. It is. It actually is Memorial Park, Ashburnham Memorial Park.
To listen to all of our Hidden Gems features, you can click the link below.